You're listening to Vatican Radio.
If dialogue is the path to peace, and if authentic dialogue consists in careful listening and frank speaking, then the Cardinal Archbishop of Abuja, Nigeria, John Onaiyekan, is to be counted as one who gets it. Following a panel discussion on terrorism, which took place Monday afternoon in Assisi as part of events in preparation for the World Day of Prayer for Peace, Cardinal Onaiyekan spoke with Vatican Radio's Chris Altieri, who asked the Cardinal about his response to the ongoing threat of the Boko Haram terror group.
The whole world keeps talking about Boko Haram, and even we in Nigeria are rather surprised at how much press Boko Haram is getting abroad. It's getting so much press that when I come to Europe, to Italy, etc., people are wondering how come I'm anxious to go back home. They think the whole of Nigeria has been taken over by Boko Haram, whereas in fact it's just one section of the country. The rest of the nation is busy with other problems. As at now, since the last year or so, the military response by the federal government has been quite successful. To a large extent, the Boko Haram no longer occupied large territories. What we learned from the whole Boko Haram thing, as I say, two or three lessons I have learned. First of all, that these are religious extremists who have very, very bizarre, sometimes crazy ideas, which they hold very firmly. We believe most of them are sincere. They are sincere but wrong. And the good news is that the vast majority of Nigerian Muslims and the Islamic establishment in Nigeria have consistently and clearly disowned them. So you cannot say, it is not as if Nigerian Christians are under attack of Muslim fanatics all over Nigeria, no. That's the first point. The second point we notice is that government has not done enough to seek other ways for addressing the terrorist insurgency. They have put too much emphasis and focus on military engagement, including spending lots of money, buying sophisticated weapons, and maybe even employing mercenaries at high costs. Now, that is probably necessary, and maybe Boko Haram has now been put in a position to be ready to talk. Now, we are not aware that government is making enough effort to create a forum for discussion. And I do believe that at the end of the day, there will be need to discuss, because the objective of killing off every Boko Haram is first, not possible, and secondly, not even desirable. We should rather seek a way of getting their leadership to finally begin to agree that they have taken the wrong course so that we can start moving forward.
The conversation about Boko Haram, specifically in Nigeria, you noticed the disproportionate amount of press that part of the story gets. But you have many dialogue partners. Your conversation is much broader with them?
Well, Boko Haram has never been an issue in my own dialogue with Nigerian Muslims, because the people I'm talking to also are suffering and reject Boko Haram. By the way, it is often not realized that far more Muslims have been killed by Boko Haram than they have killed Christians. For obvious reasons, Boko Haram is active in an area that is heavily Muslim. So the poor people, women and children who are losing their lives because of terrorist attacks are largely Muslims. And when they throw a bomb in the market, the people there are largely Muslims. So that also means then that the great majority of Nigerian Muslims find this Boko Haram as a problem that we must find a way of resolving. The government is very, very anxious to show some sign of progress, because the rest of the country is challenging the government, because it's one of the things that the present regime promised to address. And what is left is the fact that although the main backbone of the rebellion has been broken, there are still many armed people roaming around in those remote villages, making life very difficult for the ordinary people. And many of the people who try to go back to their villages find that it is not safe.
Very, very briefly, because I know you're waiting, but this is the first World Day of Prayer for Peace that Pope Francis is presiding over. And I'm wondering, he was described as the conscience keeper of the world. What do you see him bringing to the conversation broadly?
As a Catholic, and especially as a cardinal, one of those who also was involved in the conclave that brought him out, I am quite happy to hear the good opinion that the rest of the religious world have about him, because it rubs off positively on us too. And it is a good thing that in the world of today, a pope can be acknowledged as a conscience of the world.
That was the Archbishop of Abuja, Cardinal John Anayakan, speaking with Chris Altieri in Assisi at the World Day of Prayer for Peace.